Let's begin with opening night, which of course begins like most opening nights with a festive overture of some sort.
This is actually by an American composer named Paul Stewart, and it's all in 7/8 time, or almost all of it in 7/8 time. I can't think of anything else that more communicates the joy of great music.
And speaking of joy of great music, then you move on to a really great piece. It's Mozart's Piano Concerto in D minor, and you have a faculty soloist on that.
Yes, Dr. Chuchen Wu, who joined our faculty just a couple of years ago, and this is her first chance to do a solo with the orchestra, and she chose this concerto, and I'm thrilled to do it. It's not one of the big romantic concertos. It's a little bit earlier than that, and it's Mozart foreshadowing the drama of Beethoven. It's actually the very first piano concerto ever written in a minor key, because none of Mozart's first 19 are in minor key. None of Haydn's are in a minor key. So Mozart was exploring new territory here, and he's starting to make that turn from a classical composer to the foreshadowing of a romantic composer. It's a great piece.
Hinting at what's to come. And so that's the first half of your program on opening night. And then the second half, the entire second half, music from Peer Gynt by the great Norwegian composer Grieg.
Peer Gynt was this vast drama by Ibsen. And people know the music. Even if you don't think you know the music, you know the music. You know the movement called Mourning. You know it because it was played for Elmer Fudd in some Warner Brothers cartoon. And everybody knows the movement in the Hall of the Mountain King. And frequently, those two and maybe one or two others is all that's played as a little snippet. There are 26 pieces of music for Peer Gynt. Music under scenes, music between scenes, preludes to the different acts. There are five acts. That all got me to thinking to explore the less well-known portions of Peer Gynt, and there is some incredible music in it. There are two wonderful songs to be sung by a character named Solveig and our soprano Maureen Boddicker, who speaks Norwegian very well, will sing those two songs with the orchestra in Norwegian. There's an overture that's quite lovely. There's a storm at sea that will just absolutely knock you out of your seat if we do it right. So I think people will come and really get both a sense of what the play period is like, even without hearing any of the drama, but also be very appreciative of some of these movements that they might not know yet.
And this brings up the fact that you've got a soloist on that and the soloist in the first half of the concert. You have a number of concerts in this year's program that have multiple soloists.
I do. On the second concert, which comes up at the end of October, we are doing an interesting combination. The thing that got me going on this was the Mozart Concerto for Flute and Harp. And our faculty harpist will do it, and Rod Garnett, who just retired from the music faculty, will be playing the flute part on his wooden flute. And then in addition to that, the harpist will do the Debussy dances for harp and orchestra. And I wanted to give Rod something else to do. And years ago, he was in an Irish band based out of the Denver area called Colcannon, and wrote a piece for them called Planxty Colcannon. Planxty means thank you. For Irish flute and Irish whistle. And lo and behold, you are going to be our wonderful Irish whistle player.
This is what we call a conflict of interest. When I wind up doing an interview with you and then you're making references to me being in your program.
I hope you're very interested in it. There's no conflict at all. But people might get to see another whole side of you, that you're an Irish musician as well as being a fine radio announcer.
And then, of course, the student soloist competition coming up is going to bring a number of people in front of the orchestra as well.
And with judges to pick a winner. The preliminary auditions will be in December for that. We'll have a panel of judges choose the very best student soloists we have. So it's a fascinating and interesting concert. I wish I could tell you more about what's going to be on it, but I won't know it till the first round of auditions.
That's part of the excitement.
Yeah.
But you do know what's going to be on your last program, and that is the season finale. And of note on that in that concert in particular is that you have a fabulous young classical guitarist who's made a major international career for herself, Anna Vidovich.
Absolutely. And she's here both to play with the orchestra and the following night to do a recital with the cultural program series. And she is doing absolutely the most popular guitar concerto out there. So the Rodrigo Guitar Concerto, a new modern piece on that concert called Rainbow Body by Christopher Theanophides, and we'll end with the Dvorak Symphony No. 4. So it's an exciting year.